Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside. Episode SP16, The Interim Show. Hello, a huge welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. Everything's been delayed recently as Gary's been quite poorly. The delays are set to continue for a while, so do visit our Facebook fan page or our forums for status updates. If you want to chat to us, you can catch us on Twitter or Facebook, MySpace, or occasionally we're chatting in the forums. If you'd like to send us some feedback, you can send us an email to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com, or use the voice feedback widget on our website.
Oh, quick side note. I'm trying to set up a Skype answering machine.
Cool.
Which means that you can actually record a message for us free.
Brilliant.
Whereas using that voice widget, if you want to do it from your phone, will actually cost you a phone call. So this could be a better way. More later. This year may continue to be irregular, with some delays, because I'm going to be undergoing chemotherapy, and I'm not sure how it's going to affect me. Hopefully, by the winter of this year, I should be recovered enough to continue making the shows as we were before, and we can get back to a regular schedule.
That'll be great, and we can all begin to breathe again. It's been a really worrying time. So anyway, what's in this interim show?
Well, many of our listeners and our friends are concerned about us. And really, this show is about letting those who aren't able to keep up with us in any other way know what's going on and reassuring them that the show is not dead.
You're not going to have the energy you think you're going to have this year with your treatment. And I just worry that you're going to take on too much.
Sure, you do. And I think I'm beginning to learn my limits. And I have heard you. So we'll carry on doing the best we can, folks. You all know that we care about the show and about keeping your tales alive for you. So sooner or later, hopefully sooner, we will be with you.
We've just received an email saying that our last real story episode was in July. And was there some sort of major problem going on? So we realised that some of you could not have known that Gary had been ill. So we thought, OK, it's time to put something together to let you know.
About the middle of last year, I started to get quite a lot of pain. It wasn't until the middle of November 2009 that they diagnosed me with cancer and whipped me straight into hospital. I was there for over a month, and my life was saved on more than one occasion by the surgeons and their wonderful teams. I would like to say a public thank you to the surgeons and their teams at the District General Hospital in Eastbourne.
And the nurses were amazing too, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Contrary to the image I was portraying in my little narrative on Facebook.
He really wasn't trying to dig under his bed with a teaspoon, I
promise. No.
So in a couple of weeks, you're going to be starting chemotherapy, and I'm not expecting you to be running any marathons soon.
All right, then.
On a slightly different note, we'd also like to reach out to T. Morris in what's been a very difficult time for him.
Yes, we understand that his wife has passed on, and he's going to need all of the strength that his friends and his faith can provide to look after himself and his daughter. Our prayers are with you, T. If you look in the show notes, you'll find an address for an appeal that has been launched by Philippa Ballantyne to help support him in this difficult time.
Thank you. Our thoughts are very much with you, T.
They are.
Now that all the important messages have been passed, we thought it'd be nice if we offered you a poem about a fairy and a knight, written by one of our most famous poets, John Keats. It's called La Belle Dame Sans Merci. The Beautiful Woman Without Pity.
La Belle Dame Sans Merci. Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms, alone and palely loitering? The sedge has withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Oh, what can ail thee, knight-at-arms, so haggard and so woe-begone? The squirrel's granary is full, and the harvest's done. I see a lily on thy brow, with anger moist and fever dew, and on thy cheeks a faded rose fast withereth too.
I met a lady in the meads, full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was light, and her eyes were wild. I made a garland for her head, and bracelets too, and fragrant zone. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. I set her on my pacing steed, and nothing else saw all day long, for sidelong would she bend and sing a fairy's song. She found me roots of relish sweet, and honey wild, and manna dew, and sure in language strange she said,
I love thee true.
She took me to her elfin grot, and there she wept and sighed full sore, and there I shut her wild, wild eyes with kisses four. And there she lulled me asleep, and there I dreamed. Ah, woe betide the latest dream I ever dreamed on that cold hill's side. I saw pale kings and princes too. Pale warriors, death pale were they all. They cried,
La belle dame sans merci hath thee in thrall.
I saw their starved lips in the gloam, with horrid warning gave it wide, and I awoke and found me here on the cold hillside. And that is why I sojourn here alone and palely loitering, though the sedge is withered from the lake and no birds sing.
I love that poem. It's so evocative.
It is. It's one of the ones that I actually studied Keats at school. You know, it's part of the old Shakespeare and the poetry and stuff like that. And it always makes my skin go, yeah, Isabella and the Pot of Basil. Superb poem. Took me a while. I thought Basil was a Never mind.
Let's not go.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a person, not a herb.
Oh, dear.
I know. What a what an idiot, I should say. Oops. I think it's an amazing poem, though. I really do. It captures the beauty and the tragedy of fairy glamour.
Yes, and the mortal longing for immortal beauty.
So we'll leave you now with images of immortal beauty to take with you and hope to see you very, very soon. I'd like to say thank you once again for all of the support you gave Ruthie and I while I was in hospital.
Both before and after as well. They've been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you guys have been incredible.
You're fabulous.
So with much love and many, many thanks from us both, we'd like to say
Slongavoil.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com.
We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. Find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkenstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.